Welcome to Beyond Boundaries with your host, me, Kyler, and my special guest, Maggie.
Hi, guys.
This podcast, Beyond Boundaries, with myself and Maggie, we both have disabilities. And we hope to accomplish with this podcast for help educating people without disabilities, but also encourage people with disabilities. Before we start today's podcast, I would like to clear up some information that I shared with you about the car accident I was in. I was given the correct information now. I had a traumatic brain injury. I was 23 months old when it happened, and the vehicle that I was hit by was a lumber truck. It was our turn to go at a stop sign when it happened. For today's podcast, we're going to discuss local travel weather conditions, wet wintry conditions, what steps you can take to remain safe in the community.
Ways to travel safely in wet weather. What can individuals do? Kyler, what sort of things worry you about going out during wet weather?
Especially driving is a lot harder to see the lines when it's rainy really hard or snowy really hard. So you just need to make sure to keep your eye on the road. Wearing slip-resistant shoes, the more tread, the better to prevent falling, and having grip safety rails both inside and outside can protect people also. But when it's super cold outside, don't stick your tongue out on a wet rail because you don't want to get it stuck.
Ha ha. I have some ways that you can combat driving your own vehicle during wet weather. Why not travel with someone else? That way you are not alone and you have an extra pair of hands to work with. Also, but not least, you can also call for forms of transportation like a minivan, a bus, or a ride from a friend. Tarman Transportation, serving northern Wisconsin and lower Michigan. Tarman is there for all your non-emergency medical transportation needs. Tarman staff will ensure your transport is comfortable and as stress-free as possible. They take the time to show they care by being kind and showing compassion to each client. Their vans are equipped to ensure your ride to and from is safe and comfortable. Have an appointment? Need a ride? Call Tarman Transportation today. Number not provided due to being a class project.
And then now, what can the community do for the weather conditions and wet wintry conditions? Well, a couple things are providing access level entry for elderly and disabled individuals, making sure ramps and foot traffic areas are slip resistant, as well as possible handrails and grip padding, and also provide well-lit areas to ensure the individual's safety to prevent. Some other good tips for when the weather's crappy out, especially snowy weather, is to have some good salt so that way your driveway isn't slippery. And then also for shoveling, I know sometimes being disabled, it's harder to shovel. So another option, if you have a really nice neighbor that can help you out from time to time when you need it, that helps a lot. And then also just making sure to dress for the weather so that way if it's snowy or super cold that you're not wearing shorts or sandals is another good obvious tip. And then also for travel-wise, if you travel by car or plane, it's always good to have another person with you to help be a navigator and make sure nothing bad happens if you're by yourself is another really good tip. Another tip that I can think of is when you're traveling to a different state, even if you're a sports fan or not, watch out what you wear to that state, because some fans for sports are pretty mean. Like I heard the Oakland Raiders and the 49ers are pretty mean fans. I'm not sure any of any others off the top of my head, but I know for sure those two. So that wraps up today's podcast.
Different resources that are available in or around your community. If you'd like to hear more episodes of Beyond Boundaries, please subscribe to this channel. Leave us a comment or a request or a suggestion.
We're always open to listen, and we're here to help encourage and help make the world with people with disabilities and with non-disabilities to make the world better.
I agree.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.